We're here at the BASF Science Behind event, and with me is one of the BASF's innovation specialists. And Jennifer, would you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, my name is Jennifer Wood, and I'm an innovation specialist in central Nebraska.
And you were here with one of the farmers that you work with and talked about really kind of how you work in partnership together with your farmers, right?
Right. So our role as an innovation specialist is to be a trusted advisor to the growers that we work with and really help them put a plan in place that can help them maximize the yield on their farm. So that might be putting together a herbicide plan. That might be making recommendations on fungicides. But it also goes beyond BASF's portfolio. So with a lot of the growers that I work with, you know, we talk about fertility. We talk about hybrids. We talk about, you know, insect issues that they're having. So really diving into some of the agronomic practices they're doing and some things that maybe they can tweak on their farm to help them be more profitable at the end of the day.
Well, how long have you been an innovation specialist for BASF?
I started 3 years ago with BASF as an innovation specialist, and I was there was about 20 of us that were hired at the same time, and that's kind of when the innovation specialist program got rolling. So
what kind of special training do you have to be an innovation specialist?
Well, prior to coming to BASF, I was with a seed company and worked both on the seed side of the business and the herbicide side of the business. So I have about 15 years of experience in the ag industry in both of those opportunities. We do a lot of hands-on training at BASF. We work a lot with our regional tech marketing managers, as well as our local technical people, you know, to make it out to our research farm to see what's coming down the line, what products we're working on, so that we can pass that knowledge on to the farmers. Obviously, you have to be self-motivated to learn a lot of new things. I'm a certified crop advisor in Nebraska, so I participate in a lot of their training sessions, you know, I recently went to one on fertilizer, you know, and different products coming down the line as far as that goes. So just continually learning. It's just like being a farmer. You always have to be learning to make yourself better.
Well, you mentioned the research farm. I did not even know that BASF had a research farm in Nebraska.
Yeah, we actually have a great research farm at Beaver Crossing, Nebraska, and we have a biology farm manager there. And it's great because we can utilize it both for demonstration purposes. So we have a lot of products that we're currently selling out there that we do demonstrations on for growers to come see and for our retail partners to come see. Crop consultants can come take a look at the farm. Really anybody. We've had FFA students out there learning about BASF. But the other great thing about that farm is also the farm manager there is testing products that are maybe 10 years down the road. So they're looking at compounds that are just in development and finding, you know, what maybe the best rate is or the best crop or that sort of thing. So it really enables us to see the here and now and utilize what we're using now, but also what we're going to be looking at in the future.
How many farmers do you work with as an innovation specialist?
I work with about 130 to 140 growers in central Nebraska. So that's kind of, you know, who's on my contact list. Not saying that, you know, if there's a grower that I'm not currently working with, that I won't go out to the farm with a retailer and make recommendation. But we really try to focus on that core set and, you know, try to sit down with those growers at least once a year with all of them. But some of them, you know, it's once a month, you know, the guys that really like having us out on their farm and like having us make recommendations throughout the entire year. So,
well, I like the fact that Scott, unprompted, said that what he liked about working with you is that he didn't feel pressured because you weren't selling him something necessarily.
Right. So that's one of the things that I think is most important to how BASF started the Innovation Specialist Program, is that we're really to be advisors to growers. So our main objective when we're on the farm isn't necessarily to sell more BASF products, although that's a nice side benefit that we sometimes get. But, you know, just looking at growers' operations from, you know, planting to harvest and in between, what things we can tweak, you know, if there's a product that I've seen a farmer in Kearney using that I think might be beneficial to a grower in York, you know, it's being able to make recommendations on those products and practices that can help farmers maximize their yield. And I think that's a great thing we have going with the Innovation Specialist Program.
Well, Jennifer, I don't think you've ever been at one of these events, these Science Behind events, have you? What'd you think about it?
I have not. This is my first time at the Science Behind event, but I thought it was a great meeting. A lot of the ag media, I think there's great interest in BSF and the things that we're doing. So that's exciting, you know, working for a company that people want to know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer, here at the BASF 9th Science Behind event in Phoenix. I am Cindy Zimmerman.